Hi, my name is Catherine Hand, and I'm currently a third-year medical student here in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I grew up working vegetable harvests both in Wichita and in North Central Kansas. I'll be discussing rural healthcare, a prominent theme in my article. As the United States has transitioned from a predominantly agrarian to a predominantly urban society, medical practice has also changed. In my article, I discuss some of the huge changes that took place during the 19th-20th centuries from germ theory to the formation of American medical regulatory bodies. Urbanization influenced these changes, a fact that has had lasting ramifications for rural healthcare. Today, rural populations are a minority in the U.S., and as such, have unique health needs distinct from urban populations. Academic medical discourse primarily occurs in large urban centers, and universities and teaching hospitals. As a result, perspectives trend urban, often to the detriment of rural needs. This problem dates back at least to the turn of the 20th century, when the shift toward urbanization was accompanied by a movement to professionalize medical practice. The movement toward professionalization disproportionately favored wealthy urban male expert opinions while actively silencing women, ethnic minorities, and the poor. Today, rural Americans are an economically disadvantaged group, marginalized from formal medical discourse by their location away from medical centers and schools. In my career as a future physician, I hope to help address some of these issues. For more information, this topic is discussed in my article titled Sarah Oren Jewett's Depictions of Women in a Changing Medical Profession. I would love for you to read it. I would also love to receive comments and to discuss. You can find my email on the BMJ Medical Humanities webpage at chand@arcomedu.org. Thanks for listening.